Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
The S&P last year did 25%. In 2023, it did 26%. So back-to-back 25% years. Now, you know how many times in history the S&P has done over 20% 3 years in a row?
Very rare. The late 90s, which is my start in the business. I can't think of another example.
One time. 95, 96, 97. One time in history that it's ever done that. And then presidential cycles, the first year of a presidential cycle usually is a weak market. The second year is a bad market. Third year is a great market. And the fourth year is a good market. Okay. So that those two things that I just named are not good for the market in 2025. But we also have a historical presidential cycle, a historical presidential candidate that's been elected. It's a lot of things that traditionally might not have happened that can happen this year. But history would point that this would be a down year in the market, or at least a down year compared to the last 2 years. What are your thoughts on that?
So I think it's too complex to take, you know, three or four historical examples that we have. Because, guys, keep in mind, like, we're not playing with 1,000 years worth of data. We're playing with we use CRISP database, so we have like 100 years. We have 99 years worth of stock market data that we would consider to be reliable. When you see people do studies on stock market performance, most of those studies start in 1926, because that's like where the reliable data that we have on stocks really starts. You'll see a lot of studies begin in 1950, which is the earliest that we can really take like S&P 500 data. So I would say we don't have a big enough sample set to know that the presidential cycle or the amount of years with back-to-back double-digit returns are enough to make a definitive statement. But I don't ignore it, and I'm with you guys. It's definitely something to be aware of. There's a couple of distinctions here, though. The first is the Fed is easing. We're in the first bull market that's ever started while the Fed was raising rates. I don't know if you know that. So, like, it's a really unique situation that we're in. And we don't know how many Fed rate cuts there will be this coming year. I think the market is forecasting 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Let's assume it's just 2. They're not raising rates. We don't think they're going to have to raise rates. The labor market slack that we now have, the amount of people who are having difficulty finding a job, credit card delinquency rates, all of these things are ticking higher, which I think keeps the Fed from scaring the market about, you know, staying high or raising. So now we know we're getting cuts. We just don't know how many, and we don't know what the timing will be. So that throws a wrinkle in that. The second thing is that earnings are growing. We should see 8% earnings growth this year. It would be pretty rare to find ourselves in a bear market so long as the Fed is cutting and earnings are growing. So I think it's not going to be simple. This particular president wants to make a lot of noise about tariffs. He kind of wants to have a clean slate with all of our trading partners and start over as though there are no precedents, and just like see what he can get so that he can tweet about it. Like, it's a whole different world. I think the tariff announcements are going to introduce more volatility in the first quarter of this year. So I used the term potential landmine before about NVIDIA's earnings call. Another potential landmine is how vocal Trump wants to be about tariffs. Even if they don't start implementing them in the first couple of months, just talking about it, I think if you look at 2018, could definitely introduce some volatility.
So you think it's going to be a good year for the market?
I do. I'm
with you. I just like to just have, you know, play devil's advocate on this situation.
God's advocate.
I'm with you guys. And you know, for the last 15 years, I've been reading about the recession that's coming. We've been in recession 2 months out of the last 15 years. Yeah. I don't know if most of the viewers even realize that.
But it's also been unprecedented amount of money that's been printed.
100%. 100%. But that's not the whole time. I'm saying 15 years. So Look, if we say right now, here are the big pieces to the puzzle. S&P earnings growth that we think is coming. We think about 8%. Tech, it'll be a huge contribution to that, but so what? And then we think the Fed is probably cutting twice, maybe even 3 times. By the way, if the economy gets materially worse, that number could be 7 times. You got 10 Fed meetings this year, nine Fed meetings this year. So, like, those things are in our favor. What's working against us is a very volatile administration that likes to throw out a lot of ideas. Some of them they don't even follow through with. So I think, like, the right way to phrase how I feel about this year is I'm bullish with the expectation of these bouts of volatility. Now, I also reserve the right to change my mind. If these technology companies start warning and lowering guidance, all bets are off. Yeah. We're at 21 times earnings. The only way you stay at 21 times earnings, which is substantially elevated relative to history, is if the news flow stays good. You ain't keeping that multiple if the biggest companies in the index start telling you, okay, things are still good, they're just not great. So there, you could have a situation where earnings grow, but the stock market is flat or down because we get multiple contraction and people are just less willing to pay up for the earnings that actually materialize. So I try to give people both sides not just present, here are all the reasons to be invested and not worry. I think you should be invested, but also you could worry a little bit. That's okay too. That's healthy.
Yeah. Also, really quick, can we tell them that 25% should not be the expectation for any index?
Right. Yeah, if we do 14, I think we're happy.
Yeah, you know, like 7 to 12 is the norm.
If I sat you down at the end of 2021 and I said, I'm going to make a deal with you for the next 3 years, 1 year, the S&P will close down 20%. 1 year up 27, 1 year up 25. I can't tell you the order. Would you sign up for that? You probably would sign up for that. Most people 100%. Would.
100%.
Well, that's what we just lived through.